Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Pocket Guide to the Polyvagal Theory, The Transformative Power of Feeling Safe, by Stephen W. Porges. Narrated by Joe Hempel. Publisher's Note: This audiobook refers to figures included in the print and ebook editions of the book. Note to readers: Standards of clinical practice and protocol change over time, and no technique or recommendation is guaranteed to be safe or effective in all circumstances. This volume is intended as a general information resource for professionals practicing in the field of psychotherapy and mental health. It is not a substitute for appropriate training, peer review, and/or clinical supervision. Neither the publisher nor the authors can guarantee the complete accuracy, efficacy, or appropriateness of any particular recommendation in every respect. Preface: Why a Book of Conversations? When the polyvagal theory, Neurophysiological Foundations of Emotions, Attachment, Communication, and Self-Regulation, was published, it provided a vehicle to archive the scientific basis of the theory. The book made accessible to clinicians and other professionals a polyvagal perspective that provided new concepts and insights for understanding human behavior. The perspective placed an emphasis on the important link between psychological experiences and physical manifestations in the body. The book was dense and written for scientists. As a collection of edited papers that had previously been published in scientific journals and academic books, the book provided easy access to work that would have been buried in specialty literature. Thus, I was pleased to have my work lifted from the obscurity of the scientific publications with their limited and often costly distribution to public portals such as Amazon. When I wrote the book, my goal was to archive the documents that formed the corpus of the theory. What followed the publication was not anticipated. To my surprise, the book has sold well and is being read by professionals in many different disciplines. It has been translated into German, Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese. It has helped to kindle interest in polyvagal theory, which has resulted in my participation in webinars and invited presentations at conferences in many countries. This interest in polyvagal theory has come with a request to make the theory more accessible to clinicians and their clients. I have frequently been told how dense, difficult, the book is to read, and in the same interaction been told how accessible I have made these same ideas in my talks. I normally respond by saying that when I give talks, my objective is to communicate, and when I write papers, my objective is to convey data and ideas within the constraints of scientific publications. During the past few years, at the prompting of many clinicians, it has become clear to me that I have a responsibility to deconstruct the dense content of the theory into a written style that will be more accessible. This book is a product of this urging. I approached the problem of translation by reviewing the transcripts of several of my interviews. Since the interviews were conducted by clinicians, the focus of my responses was on clinical applications. The interviews follow a glossary familiarizing readers with the constructs and concepts embedded in polyvagal theory, as well as an introductory chapter providing a discussion of the science and the scientific culture in which polyvagal theory was developed. The interviews have been edited to improve completeness and clarity. The interview format provides a spontaneous and informal vehicle to communicate clinically relevant features of polyvagal theory. The interviews have been selected to provide clinicians with an understanding of how our nervous system adapts to challenges and to enable therapists to develop therapeutic strategies to rehabilitate biobehavioral regulation through social interactions. The transcripts have been edited to reduce redundancy and to keep the flow of the discussions focused. In places, my responses have been expanded and clarified. The reader will note that rather than reducing all redundancy, several themes are discussed within the context of the different interviews. Reintroducing themes central to polyvagal theory within these different contexts provided an opportunity to expand meaning and clinical relevance. Why focus on our quest for safety? My exposure to the clinical world has motivated me to communicate the novel and relevant perspectives of polyvagal theory in a more accessible form. My talks have focused on how the regulation of the autonomic nervous system functions as a neural platform upon which different classes of adaptive behavior could be efficiently expressed. Polyvagal theory emphasizes that evolution provides an organizing principle to identify neural circuits that promoted social behavior and two classes of defensive strategies: mobilization associated with fighting or fleeing, and immobilization associated with hiding or feigning death. The phylogenetically most recent mammalian circuit fosters social behavior and is defined by a face-heart connection, in which the neural regulation of the striated muscles of our face and head are neurophysiologically linked to the neural regulation of our heart. According to polyvagal theory, the face-heart connection provides humans and other mammals with an integrated social engagement system that detects and projects features of safety to conspecifics through facial expressions and vocalizations that are covariates of autonomic state. Within this model, how we look, listen, and vocalize conveys information about whether we are safe to approach. Recently, after I was interviewed on a webinar, listeners posted comments on a blog. When I read their comments, I realized that the listeners understood polyvagal theory in a language that transcended the complexity of science. Despite my training as a scientist and the pragmatic way in which I was trained to write scientific papers, the casual conversation of the webinar provided an effective and accessible vehicle to convey the essence of the theory. As the listeners processed the hour-long interview, the message that was distilled was simply that a quest for safety is the basis for living a successful life. In writing this book, it is my hope to highlight the important role of feeling safe as an important component of the healing process. From a polyvagal perspective, deficits in feeling safe form the core biobehavioral feature that leads to mental and physical illness. It is my sincere hope that furthering an understanding of our need to feel safe will lead to new social, educational, and clinical strategies that will enable us to become more welcoming as we invite others to co-regulate on a quest for safety. Glossary. Adaptive behavior. Polyvagal theory emphasizes the adaptive function of spontaneous behaviors by focusing on the impact that behavior has on regulating physiological state. This perspective is based on an evolutionary model, in which behavior is interpreted as adaptive if it enhances survival, minimizes distress, or influences physiological state in a manner that would optimize health, growth, and restoration. At times, behaviors that are initially adaptive may become maladaptive. For example, this would occur if an acute behavior that initially enhanced survival or minimized distress during threat is chronically recruited when there is no threat. Such a behavior would be maladaptive, since it would not optimize survival and may compromise physiological function and amplify distress. Trauma may result in reactions that are initially adaptive in a life threat situation, for example, immobilizing and passing out, which, if repeated or slightly modified, for example, dissociation, in less threatening situations, will be maladaptive. Afferent nerves. Polyvagal theory focuses on a subset of afferent fibers that send information from the visceral organs to brain structures. These pathways are also called sensory nerves because they send signals from organs informing brainstem regulatory structures of the status of the organs. Anxiety. Anxiety is frequently defined from a psychological, emotional feelings of fear or uneasiness, or psychiatric, for example, anxiety disorders, perspective. Polyvagal theory emphasizes the autonomic state that underlies the psychological feelings that define anxiety. Polyvagal theory assumes that anxiety is dependent on an autonomic state characterized by concurrent activation of the sympathetic nervous system with a downregulation of the ventral vagal circuit, see ventral vagal complex, and the social engagement system. See social engagement system. Attachment. Attachment is a psychological construct reflecting a strong emotional bond between two individuals, such as the relationship between a mother and her child. Polyvagal theory focuses on the features of safety manifested in the social engagement system, see social engagement system, that enable attachment to occur. Prosodic voices, positive facial expressions, and welcoming gestures trigger through neuroception, see neuroception, feelings of safety and trust that spontaneously emerge when the social engagement system is activated. Autism. Autism spectrum disorder, ASD, is a complex psychiatric diagnosis that includes communication problems and difficulties relating to people. Polyvagal theory focuses on the observation that a diagnosis of ASD involves features that reflect a depressed social engagement system. See social engagement system. Thus, many individuals with ASD have voices without prosody, have auditory hypersensitivities, have auditory processing difficulties, do not make good eye contact, have flat facial expressivity, especially in the upper part of their faces, and have severe behavioral state regulation difficulties that are frequently manifested in tantrums. Polyvagal theory is not focused on the antecedent cause of these problems, but takes an optimistic perspective and assumes that many of the features of the depressed social engagement system observed in ASD may be reversed through an understanding of how the nervous system, via neuroception, responds to cues of safety. Intervention strategies based on the polyvagal theory emphasize re-engagement of the social engagement system. Polyvagal theory does not make any assumptions regarding features in ASD other than a depressed social engagement system. Autonomic balance. Autonomic balance is a construct that represents the balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches of the autonomic nervous system. Although several organs receive innervation from both branches of the autonomic nervous system, autonomic balance assumes a linear additive model in which both branches have similar magnitudes of influence. For example, since the sympathetic nervous system increases heart rate and the parasympathetic nervous system decreases heart rate through the vagus, the major neural component of the parasympathetic nervous system, a high heart rate would be interpreted as a manifestation of an autonomic balance biased toward sympathetic excitation. In contrast, a slow heart rate would be interpreted as a bias towards parasympathetic excitation. Although autonomic balance is a frequently used term, it is often used to indicate dysfunction in the autonomic nervous system, for example, atypical autonomic balance. From a polyvagal perspective, a focus on autonomic balance obfuscates the importance of the phylogenetically ordered response hierarchy of how the autonomic nervous system reacts to challenges. According to polyvagal theory, when the social engagement system with the myelinated ventral vagal pathways is engaged, a unique autonomic state emerges that supports an optimal autonomic balance in the regulation of subdiaphragmatic organs. This optimal autonomic balance to subdiaphragmatic organs, via sympathetic and unmyelinated dorsal vagal pathways, is the emergent product of the activation of the ventral vagal pathways. Due to the hierarchical nature of autonomic reactivity, activation of ventral vagal pathways enables both branches of the autonomic nervous system regulating subdiaphragmatic organs from being engaged in defense. Autonomic nervous system, traditional view. The autonomic nervous system is the part of the nervous system that regulates the internal organs in the body without conscious awareness. The name reflects that the regulation occurs in an automatic manner. Traditional definitions partition the autonomic nervous system into two subsystems, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Traditional views emphasize the antagonistic influence of the motor pathways of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems traveling to the target organs, and do not emphasize the sensory pathways traveling from the organs to the brain, or the brainstem areas regulating both sensory and motor pathways that provide the bidirectional communication between the internal organs in the brain. Autonomic nervous system, polyvagal theory. Polyvagal theory focuses on the vagus, the primary component of the parasympathetic nervous system. The vagus is the 10th cranial nerve, which connects brainstem areas to several visceral organs. The theory emphasizes the difference between two motor, efferent, pathways that travel through the vagus. Each pathway originates in a different area of the brainstem, that is, dorsal nucleus of the vagus and nucleus ambiguus. The primary motor pathways from the dorsal motor nucleus of the vagus, that is, dorsal vagus, are unmyelinated and terminate in visceral organs located below the diaphragm, that is, subdiaphragmatic vagus. The primary motor pathways from the nucleus ambiguus, that is, ventral vagus, are myelinated and terminate in visceral organs located above the diaphragm, that is, supradiaphragmatic vagus. Polyvagal theory uses a more inclusive definition of the autonomic nervous system that includes sensory pathways and emphasizes the brainstem areas regulating autonomic function. The theory links the brainstem regulation of the ventral vagus to the regulation of the striated muscles of the face and head to produce an integrated social engagement system. See Figure 1, Ventral Vagal Complex and Social Engagement System. In contrast to the traditional model that focuses on chronic influences on visceral organs, polyvagal theory emphasizes autonomic reactivity. Polyvagal theory accepts the traditional model of interpreting chronic autonomic influences on visceral organs as the sum of a paired antagonism between vagal and sympathetic pathways. However, polyvagal theory proposes a phylogenetically ordered hierarchy in which autonomic subsystems react to challenges in the reverse of their evolutionary history, consistent with the principle of dissolution. See dissolution. The theory postulates that when the ventral vagus and the associated social engagement system are optimally functioning, the autonomic nervous system supports health, growth, and restoration. During the ventral vagal state, there is an optimal autonomic balance between the sympathetic nervous system and the dorsal vagal pathways to subdiaphragmatic organs. When the function of the ventral vagus is dampened or withdrawn, the autonomic nervous system is optimized to support defense and not health. According to the polyvagal theory, these defense reactions may be manifested as either an increase in sympathetic activity that would inhibit the function of the dorsal vagus to promote mobilization strategies such as fight and flight behaviors, or as a biobehavioral shutdown manifested as depressed sympathetic activation and a surge of dorsal vagal influences that would result in fainting, defecation, and an inhibition of motor behavior often seen in mammals feigning death. Autonomic state. Within polyvagal theory, autonomic state and physiological state are interchangeable constructs. Polyvagal theory describes three primary circuits that provide neural regulation of autonomic state. These states are selectively regulated by ventral vagal, dorsal vagal, and sympathetic pathways. Autonomic state reflects activation of these pathways. In general, there is a focus on each circuit providing the primary neural regulation for a specific state. This would result in the ventral vagal circuit supporting social engagement behaviors, the sympathetic nervous system supporting mobilized, defensive, fight or flight behaviors, and the dorsal vagal circuit supporting immobilized defensive behaviors. However, autonomic state can support mobilization and immobilization behaviors that are not defensive when coupled with activation of the ventral vagal circuit and the social engagement system. See autonomic balance and social engagement system. Thus, by coupling the social engagement system with the sympathetic nervous system, there is an opportunity to mobilize without moving into defense. This is observed in play in which aggressive movements are contained by social engagement behaviors. Similarly, when the social engagement system is coupled with the dorsal vagal circuit, cues of safety, for example, prosodic voice, facial expression, enable immobilization to occur without recruiting defense, for example, shutdown, behavioral collapse, disassociation. This is observed during intimacy and in trusting relationships. Thus, through the coupling of social engagement with mobilization and immobilization, the three autonomic circuits support five states associated with different classes of behavior: social engagement, fight or flight, play, shutdown, and intimacy. Biological imperative. Biological imperatives are the needs of living organisms required to perpetuate their existence. This list frequently includes survival, territorialism, fitness, and reproduction. Polyvagal theory emphasizes that the need to connect with others is a primary biological imperative for humans. The theory emphasizes that through connectedness, physiology is co-regulated to optimize mental and physical health. The theory focuses on the role that the social engagement system plays in initiating and maintaining connectedness and co-regulation. Biological rudeness. Our nervous system evolved to anticipate reciprocal interactions from others. When the social engagement system down-regulates autonomic nervous system defenses via the ventral vagus, when this neural expectancy is violated by either a neglect of the engagement cues or a hostile reaction, there is an immediate and massive shift in the autonomic nervous system to a state that supports defense. This violation frequently promotes an emotional response of being hurt and a personal narrative of being offended. Biological rudeness is a cascade, which starts with a lack of reciprocity to a spontaneous social engagement that triggers an autonomic state of defense and ends with an emotional response of being offended that may lead to an aggressive reaction. Borderline personality disorder. Borderline personality disorder, BPD, is a psychiatric diagnosis including features of mood instability and difficulties in regulating emotion. From a polyvagal perspective, the regulation of mood and emotion involves the neural regulation of the autonomic nervous system. Thus, the theory would lead to hypotheses that borderline personality disorder would be associated with a challenged social engagement system, and especially the efficiency of ventral vagal pathways in down-regulating sympathetic activation. This hypothesis has been tested and supported. Connectedness. Polyvagal theory refers to the social connectedness that define trusting relationships that humans have with others as a biological imperative. Humans can also feel connected to their pets, which are usually other mammals with reciprocal social engagement systems. Co-regulation. Within polyvagal theory, co-regulation involves the mutual regulation of physiological state between individuals. For example, within the mother-infant dyad, the mother not only is calming her infant, but the infant's response of relaxing and calming to the mother's vocalizations, facial expressions, and gestures has the reciprocal effect of calming the mother. If the mother is unsuccessful in calming her infant, the mother's physiological state also becomes dysregulated. Co-regulation can also extend to groups such as families. For example, following the death of a family member, frequently the presence of others support the biobehavioral state of grieving person. Cranial nerves. Cranial nerves emerge directly from the brain, in contrast to spinal nerves that emerge from segments of the spinal cord. Cranial nerves are functionally conduits that contain both motor and sensory pathways. Humans have 12 pairs of cranial nerves, 1 through 12. They are the olfactory nerve, 1, the optic nerve, 2, oculomotor nerve, 3, trochlear nerve, 4, trigeminal nerve, 5, abducens nerve, 6, facial nerve, 7, vestibulocochlear nerve, 8, glossopharyngeal nerve, 9, vagus nerve, 10, accessory nerve, 11, and hypoglossal nerve, 12. Other than the vagus, which provides pathways for both sensory and motor communication with several visceral organs, cranial nerves primarily relay information to and from regions of the head and neck. Cybernetics. MIT mathematician Norbert Wiener, 1948, coined the term cybernetics to define a science of control and communication in animals and machines. Polyvagal theory uses concepts from cybernetics to emphasize the feedback loops within the body and between individuals that regulate physiological state. Death feigning or shutdown system. In mammals, under certain conditions, the nervous system reverts to a primitive defense response characterized by appearing to be inanimate. This defense pattern is frequently observed in vertebrates, such as reptiles and amphibians, that evolved prior to the phylogenetic emergence of mammals. However, mammals are great consumers of oxygen, and the immobilization required in feigning death is associated with a decrease in the capacity to oxygenate the blood and an inability to deliver sufficient oxygenated blood to the brain to support consciousness. This massive depression of autonomic function is due to activation of the dorsal vagal circuit, which depresses respiration, apnea, and slows heart rate, bradycardia. Polyvagal theory proposes that death feigning is an adaptive response to life threat when options for fight or flight behaviors are minimized, such as during restraint or when there is an inability to escape. During conditions of life threat, the nervous system, through neuroception, may revert to the ancient immobilization defense system. Polyvagal theory emphasizes aspects of this life threat response in understanding trauma reactions. The theory functionally operationalizes a trauma response as the body's physiological response to life threat that would include features of death feigning, such as fainting, vasovagal syncope, defecation, and dissociation. Depression. Depression is a common and serious mood disorder that influences feelings, thoughts, and behavior. Polyvagal theory assumes that depression has a physiological state profile that could be explained by the polyvagal theory. Hypothetically, the profile would include a downregulation of the social engagement system and atypical coordination between sympathetic and dorsal vagal pathways. The latter point may lead to behavior oscillating between high levels of motor activity coincident with sympathetic activation and lethargy coincident with depressed sympathetic activity and increased dorsal vagal activity. Dissociation. Dissociation is a process of losing a sense of presence, resulting in experiencing a disconnection and a lack of continuity between thoughts, memories, surroundings, and actions. For many people, dissociation is within the range of normal psychological experiences and is manifested as daydreaming. For others, dissociation is sufficiently disruptive that it results in a loss of personal identity and creates severe difficulties in relationships and in functioning in everyday life. Trauma history is frequently associated with the severe disruptive effects of dissociation and may result in a psychiatric diagnosis. Polyvagal theory interprets dissociation in response to life threat as a component of an immobilization or death-feigning defense response. Polyvagal theory interprets dissociation as an adaptive reaction to life threat challenges, which, unlike the effects of a prolonged death-feigning response, would not compromise the neurobiological needs for oxygen and blood flow. Based on polyvagal theory, one could speculate that there may be gradations in reactions to life threat from total shutdown and collapse, mimicking the death-feigning responses of small mammals, to an immobilization of the body during which muscles lose tension and the mind dissociates from the physical event. Disillusion. Disillusion is a construct introduced by the philosopher Herbert Spencer, 1820 to 1903, to describe evolution in reverse. It was adapted by John Hewlings Jackson, 1835 to 1911, to describe how brain damage and brain disease function similarly to a process of de-evolution in which evolutionary older circuits become disinhibited, Jackson, 1884. Polyvagal theory adapts disillusion to explain the phylogenetically ordered...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?